Retrospection and Introspection, Ancestral Shadows by Mary Baker Eddy. My ancestors, according to the flesh, were from both Scotland and England. My great-grandfather, on my father's side, being John McNeill of Edinburgh. His wife, my great-grandmother, was Marian Moore, and her family is said to have been in some way related to Hannah Moore, the pious and popular English authoress of a century ago. I remember reading in my childhood certain manuscripts containing scriptural sonnets, besides other verses and enigmas which my grandmother said were written by my great-grandmother. But because my great-grandmother wrote a stray sonnet and an occasional riddle, it was no sign that she inherited a spark from Hannah Moore, or was her relative. John and Marian Moore McNeill had a daughter who perpetuated her mother's name. This second Marian McNeill, in due time, was married to an Englishman named Joseph Baker, and so became my paternal grandmother, the Scotch and English elements thus mingling in her children. Mrs. Marian McNeill Baker was reared among the Scotch Covenanters and had in her character that sturdy Calvinistic devotion to Protestant liberty which gave those religionists the poetic daring and pious picturesqueness which we find so graphically set forth in the pages of Sir Walter Scott and in John Wilson's sketches. Joseph Baker and his wife, Marian McNeill, came to America seeking freedom to worship God, though they could hardly have crossed the Atlantic more than a score of years prior to the Revolutionary period. With them, they brought to New England a heavy sword encased in a brass scabbard, on which was inscribed the name of a kinsman upon whom the weapon had been bestowed by Sir William Wallace, from whose patriotism and bravery comes that heart-stirring air, Scots, wha hae ye we? Wallace bled. My childhood was also gladdened by one of my grandmother Baker's books, printed in olden type and replete with the phraseology current in the 17th and 18th centuries. Among grandmother's treasures were some newspapers, yellow with age. Some of these, however, were not very ancient, nor had they crossed the ocean, for they were American newspapers, one of which contained a full account of the death and burial of George Washington. A relative of my grandfather Baker was General Henry Knox of Revolutionary fame. I was fond of listening when a child to grandmother's stories about General Knox, for whom she cherished a high regard. In the line of my grandmother Baker's family was the late Sir John McNeill, a Scotch knight who was prominent in British politics and at one time held the position of ambassador to Persia. My grandparents were likewise connected with Captain John Lovewell of Dunstable, New Hampshire, whose gallant leadership and death in the Indian Troubles of 1722-1725 caused that prolonged contest to be known historically as Lovewell's War. A cousin of my grandmother was John McNeill, the New Hampshire general who fought at Lundy's Lane and won distinction in 1814 at the neighboring Battle of Chippewa towards the close of the War of 1812.